Cursed Be Thy Name, a poem by Paul O'Mahony. The pen is always heavy when it's months since you lifted it. The weight of the space left behind, undressed, unaddressed. Time without colour, days without commas, seconds stripped asunder, drunk on the spirit of everlasting full stops. This pen has a cough, the sign of an infected life, lived as if there was no editor round the corner, waiting, no publisher cracking teeth, chewing toenails, waiting for the pen to impregnate the page with filth. For the ink to copulate with lines that conceive parables, that deceive imaginations, so much that the nib cries for rest, prays for time off, howls for sleep, from having to be so good and having to deliver best-selling sentences, gobsmacking phrases, gut-wrenching couplets. No poet needs a pen. The essential requirement for poetry is a mouth, a voice box, a larynx, lungs. We have ways of transcribing your dung, software to soften your crudities, code. Give us your guts, your flint, your rock. We can knock you into marketable shape. Give us your foulest wake, your Finnegan. I'll even take your Sappho to bed and snore till dawn with her panting for more. I'll make Shakespeare disappear and Basho reappear as a disgruntled dung beetle before I grant your pen the right to light the right of the brightening wordscape. The pen, R.I.P., survived lovingly by its mother, Quill. Its significant other bottle of spirits, its children Procrastine and Prostatinus, lies with coffin open all night to the quickening sky, in the front room of O'Mahony's bookshop, in the toilet of your treadmill, in the dustbin of your mind, in the gutter of your good manners, waiting for eternity. And if that's not long enough, tough on you, with your expectations of heaven, with your confidence in being reincarnated as the elephant god of wisdom, or with at least a modicum of respect for how you've served the progeny of cave carvings, the issue of hieroglyphical outbursts, the offspring of juggled alphabets, and the latest emojis. Trendsetter you, cursed be thy name. No matter how heavy the pen, no matter how sick the ink, no matter how smelly the script, no matter how disreputable the collection, the air will carry your sentiments. Alongside the letter Cain wrote to Abel, the note Judas wrote to Joseph, the missive Abraham scribbled to the Buddha, all the smoke signals, text messages, emails, phone calls, and whisperings. The wind will amalgamate the lot, and you will be branded another infant in the long line. That was Cursed Be Thy Name by Paul O'Mahony.